In the name of God, the Creator, Liberator, and Sustainer of the universe. Amen. Today is the first day of the holiest week in the Christian year. It is a week that we, in fact, call Holy Week. Today is a Sunday we call both Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday, because this day liturgically, not historically, but liturgically, begins with Jesus entering into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. Roman generals and kings, when they were victorious, rode into Jerusalem on great war horses. And people greeted them by waving palms as they came triumphantly into the city. Jesus comes bouncing in on a donkey. Some followers are there, and as Jesus comes in on this donkey, they shout, "Behold our King! Behold our King!" It was a very subversive shout. You could have been put to death in the Roman Empire for claiming there was another king other than the Roman one. The religious leaders are very upset. They tell the followers of Jesus to shut up. Many New Testament scholars believe that at this point, people were encouraged by the religious leaders to begin waving palms, mocking Jesus. "Behold your great king on a donkey." Yeah, great king. Here he is, waving the palms. Jesus looks a bit foolish, riding on a donkey, not a war stallion, and being mocked by many people. This day will end with Jesus being nailed to a cross. He will be suffering and dying. He will have been betrayed by his closest friends, and he would be mocked by soldiers and passers-by. He would look rather foolish, and his message of the coming reign of God, which was breaking into human history, would look somewhat scandalous. In Luke's gospel, Jesus is, until the end, committed absolutely to his prophetic ministry. And in Luke's gospel, this prophetic ministry is manifested in two forms as Jesus goes to the cross. As Jesus is being nailed to the cross, Jesus prays. Jesus will pray for those who are putting him to death. He will pray, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And as he continues to hang in agony, scorned, near the end, he will pray again. And he will say, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." The other dimension of Jesus' prophetic ministry that we see as he is hanging on the cross is his compassion for others, his concern for others. As Jesus is walking to be crucified, being beaten, he notices the women who are weeping on the side, and he stops and speaks to them. As he is nailed up, hanging, dying a death that was intended by the Romans to prolong as long as possible the suffering of the person being put to death. Crucifixion, as you may or may not know, was used by the Romans to intimidate. They wanted you to know that they had the power to do this to you any time, and they could do it whenever they wanted to. So crosses were around many, many places. They were a sign, you stay in your place, or this will happen to you. As Jesus is hanging there, dying this slow death, he hears the cry of a thief. And he turns to him and says, This day you shall be in paradise with me. Jesus prays for those who are crucifying him. He is dying for those who are cooperating in putting him to death. He will be mocked. Soldiers will say to him, if you are the Messiah, come down and save yourself. He does not. Paul will later say, the cross is foolishness in the world in which we live. And Jesus looks rather foolish as a king, as a lord, as a leader, hanging there, dying this awful death. Another victim of the death penalty. Nowhere in Luke's gospel is the compassionate love of Jesus for the suffering and broken of the world seen more clearly than when Jesus is suffering and broken and hanging on the cross himself. You know, very often, and you hear this also sometimes in the church, people will say, we need to get our act together before we can reach out. Or we need to be absolutely healed before we can reach out for others. But that is not what we see in the cross. It is in the moment of Jesus' greatest suffering that Jesus reaches out. In the midst of his pain, his brokenness, he reaches out. And Luke says that we are being invited to enter into and participate in the human suffering of Jesus. As Jesus heard the cries of the women on his way to the cross, so should we be hearing the cries of all those women whose children starve to death in our world. As Jesus had compassion on the thief who was dying on the cross, so should we have compassion and seek justice for all prisoners. So should we hear the cries of all the victims of war. So should we hear the cry of all those who suffer as the result of the great injustice, poverty in our world. You know, when the police came to arrest Jesus in the garden, the early disciples fled. They were afraid of being arrested. They were afraid of being tortured. So they let him go down by himself. Holy Week reminds us that it is now our hour. And the question is whether we will stand with Jesus, whether we will embrace the foolishness of the cross, whether we will be faithful to our own calling to prophetic ministry, or whether we will flee. I remember very well the parish. It was a very beautiful cathedral-like building near a university in a great urban setting. The parish had been noted in years past for its great preaching, educational programs, music programs. But over the years, the neighborhood had changed. The wealthy people who had used it as kind of their chaplaincy were no longer there. Many homeless people were regularly breaking into the church, particularly in winter, seeking places to sleep, seeking bathrooms. Church spent thousands of dollars on alarms, new locks on all the doors, bars on all the windows, security guards at night. Congregation was getting smaller. They were going broke. Proposal had been made for a new security system, which was going to be voted on at the parish meeting. The annual parish meeting, there was a discussion of this issue. And then there was one lonely voice of an older woman who initially spoke so softly that no one could hear her. She said, "Throw away the keys. Throw away the keys," she said. "Open up the building. Just leave it. Let them come." "That is foolishness," was the reply. But eventually they heeded this prophetic word. They opened up the building. They threw away the keys. And the poor came into the church. And the church became their parish. And the very parish was resurrected. They had embraced the foolishness of the cross. Let there be peace among us. And let us not be instruments of our own or anyone else's oppression. Amen.